And he was gone, and then he comes back wearing like Modern Amusement from PacSun. And he's like, yo, Matt, you have Instagram, bro? Follow me.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
This is the dude who introduced us to Megan, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro, yeah, that's a huge connection. I gotta know, bro.
Dude, it's weird to say, but a lot of the boys I know had a little crush on Jennifer.
And as
her little cousin, like, yeah.
I had a crush on the little cousin.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Paulie.
What's going on?
All right. And then we got two very special guests.
Very
man.
Special
Never
guests.
Never before seen.
Never
on the 9 for 9 podcast.
On social media, bro.
Yeah, ever. Bro, these are day one boys. Yeah. All
right. Some neighborhood heroes right here.
So on my left, we got Matthew Lee. All right.
Yes, sir.
Shout out the
That's
boy.
Shout out
the
boy,
boy,
Matt.
All right. And then on my right, we got Jem and Ryu. All right.
We out here.
AKA, we out here in music, man.
Yes, sir. I feel like we got to mention, bro. Like, we're all wearing some goofy ass shit.
Yeah, bro. You know, it's a Halloween
it's
special.
It's Halloween time.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween episode. So, honestly, we were going to get some better costumes, but, bro, 9 for 9 a little broke right now. You know what I mean? And that shit was like over 200 with no refunds.
Ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
But these were cool. I mean, hopefully y'all fuck with these.
Yeah. You like your costume, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
you have some shit like that.
No, I don't.
That
I
you
don't.
Wear on the casual.
No, it's
No, you do have that exact one at home.
Or is it like the white one?
No, it's I have the Adventure Time one.
Oh.
Like Finn and Jake.
That's hard though. That's hard.
This is just a frog.
But you fuck with it though.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, but to all our audience members, thank you for all the love you left on the last episode.
Oh
man.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
We were reading that, and honestly, like it got my spirits up. It definitely got Paul's spirits up, and we're gonna keep fighting for this.
For sure.
Right now, we're doing a little, like, this is the first ever boys only episode.
This is first ever, actually.
Yeah, this is the first ever, and I think we're just going to do like one or two episodes with the boys. And then we got a very important announcement for y'all.
Yeah, let them know, bro.
Yeah. So we'll be hosting a 9 for 9 open mic auditions.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we need to replace the two girls that are missing on this cast.
We do.
And I think me and Paul were thinking, and the best way to go about this is honestly just giving our community the chance. Given whoever falls the chance, like, obviously, you got to be local.
Yeah, local
for
sure.
But we're honestly looking for two girls. It could be you and your best friend. Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. But we're looking for two girls that are, you know, wanting to do this 9 for 9 shit, for real.
Right. So, and you mentioned to me you kind of wanted it to be, like, Drewski style.
Yeah. So, obviously.
So, we want more people. Like, the more people, the better.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think when this video comes out next Wednesday, we're going to, you know, we're going to be promoting and everything. But basically, just hit the link in our bio, fill out an application form. If you or your best friend, like, think you want to, like, do this, want to hop on the cast with us, like.
Obviously, this is a big opportunity. Like, we're opening up the cast to two people. And this is, like, a permanent thing, right?
Yeah.
So, definitely, like, we're excited to see who applies and shit. I feel like. There's going to be good people who apply, I think. No,
I want a lot of people to apply, and we're going to be hosting like an open mic.
Yeah.
So basically, we're going to like open up some dates where me and Paul are just going to be sitting on the couch, and then we're going to have like girls that apply just come in.
Yep.
And this is going to be an opportunity for you guys to see a bunch of girls, see how we vibe with different co-hosts, and like y'all can honestly vote in the comments who y'all fucking with.
Literally. Yeah, that's one big thing I didn't mention. It's basically going to be like a multiple week thing on our channel because like for the next couple videos, it'll be that audition.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really want it like our audience to have the chance to really be active in who you guys want next.
Yeah.
So,
we want to give you guys the opportunity to come on. We want to like interact with y'all for real. And I think this is the biggest or this is the step we need to take to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really just looking for two girls that think they have some personality that, you know, want to share some, you're like bring value to the podcast. Like it could be anybody, like really,
literally.
We're looking for anybody and it's really going to be a audience based vote who we want. And at the end of it, maybe 3 weeks later, we're finally going to choose our next two co-hosts.
Yes, sir.
So run up that link, man.
Run up that link, bro. Yeah. Go fill it out. It's real quick.
And the application will only be open for like a week. And then we're going to be running the 949 open mics real soon.
Yeah, right? real soon. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We're going to go back to this normal episode today. Yeah. But yeah, make sure to go fill that out real quick.
Yeah. And then going back to last week's episode, like, I appreciate y'all for riding with us. I know it's been shaky times.
Mm-hmm. Definitely shaky.
We not giving up. All right. We read all your messages. Like, we're not giving up on this shit. And please give a warm welcome to our boys right here.
Yes, sir.
Matt and Gemin. This is our first time. Like, they low-key nervous as fuck right now.
Hella nervous, bro. These two can talk.
Yeah,
bro.
No. They talk about fucking clammy hands and whatnot.
Yeah, clammy hands. But first, real quick, can we just get a brief intro, bro, from y'all? Yeah, yeah. Because they got to know a little bit something.
Yeah, what y'all do, bro? What y'all do?
Yeah. Give us a little intro, bro.
Matthew Lee.
Okay.
UCSB.
Yes, sir.
Alumni.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Job, getting big.
Getting yoked.
Getting
bro,
yoked.
You're getting thick, bro. I can't lie, bro. No.
This might be my juiciest friend right here, bro, with the biggest chest for sure.
No? That's sad.
That's why? Sad. Why? Sad? You're not prideful, bro?
Bro.
You gonna start the cut soon or what's going on?
I actually lost weight.
You did? Oh, you cutting right now?
I mean, I'm just lighter.
Oh, you're just lighter?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I know my pineapple boy over there also been in like the gym and shit, but bro. Can we get an intro?
Yeah, no, Jemin, yeah, bro. Let him know, bro. Let him know.
Jemin, nice to meet y'all. I'm super fucking nervous right now. This is crazy. I'm
famous never, K-Town producer, I'm never, bro.
No,
famous.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Wendell Hopkins, shout out Sola.
Okay.
If y'all didn't know, he went to Hopkins with Sola.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
And work as an audio engineer right now.
Hard.
Pretty aspiring cool. DJ.
Yeah, aspiring DJ.
Yeah. Nah, my boy, actually, I know everyone wants to be a DJ nowadays, but he's actually mad talented, bro. He's making music like every day.
Right. He's been doing it too for a long ass time, bro.
He's not even a DJ that's just like trying to mix other people's music. Like, he's making the music.
Right. Oh God. Honestly, you got a big performance, bro. You might as well shout that out. Some of the fans can pull up, bro, in New York.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, yeah. Shout out Joe. Me and him are going back to back mission, New York City, November 7th. It'll be open bar. There's still a couple of tickets left, but I will be playing 12 to 2. Back to back with my boy Joe.
Prime time.
Yeah, it won't time Tech York, House of Techno. It won't be no Elenium, unfortunately, but hopefully you guys will like the
bro,
vibes.
Deadass. Some of our people will pull up. Yeah. I guarantee that, bro. Like, that'll be lit, bro, for sure.
But that's the first time you go and DJ something, right? Or
yeah, first time at a big club like that.
Yeah.
With like, it'll be full production with like Cairo and like lights and stuff. So I'm like low key nervous. So
lasers?
Yeah. It'll be lit. Yeah, lasers.
Damn, it's a different vibe than like DJing at like one of Jason's house parties and shit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Well, also, yeah, because for sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But the house parties, honestly, I prefer that because it's like more intimate, you know?
Yeah.
So like you can really get in with the audience, you know?
It's like some random ass people at the club and shit. Bro. I feel that.
Nah, but Jemin's actually mad talented, bro. Like, I want to shout you out and give you your flowers for real, bro. Like, this guy worked on Seven.
You know
Jungkook.
Oh
yeah, bro. Oh, you know that song, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that song,
bro.
Friday. Oh,
this
really?
Yeah, this guy was the assistant engineer, right? Or what was your position on that?
I was the assistant mix engineer for the remix version, the festival mix that my mentor mixed on, but I was a part of that recording.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's a crazy flex. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro.
I hate people say that. Yeah, it's crazy.
But should we get into kind of like how we know him and shit, bro?
Yeah, bro. I mean, like, just the story of how we all met.
Yeah.
We've said it on the pod before, but, like, me and Paul, we grew up at Bethel Korean Church.
Yeah.
In Irvine. No cap.
He's institution.
Yeah.
The full name.
No, they know.
Might as well drop the address.
No, they know.
It's like a big church right next to UCI.
Right.
And that's where we all met these boys, man. We grew up, like, literally since, like, probably, like, 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah, bro.
And I probably know all these boys for over like 10 years, bro.
Oh, that is crazy to think about too.
Yeah.
No, but it was like we had a big ass church group low key, right? Yeah. And it was like 7 or 8 of our homies.
Yeah.
But I feel like, bro, we're definitely like, I'm glad you guys are here, bro. I'm excited.
Yeah, who'd have known, man? The Bethel boys on 949 is crazy, bro.
I know. I actually
thought y'all would say no for sure though. You especially, bro.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I mean, I kind of said no.
Not really. Not really.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, break the ice a little bit, making some faces I've never seen before.
Sorry, bro. Pits are just dripping right now.
Bro, loosen up.
Bro, it's crazy, bro.
You got some deodorant in here?
That's crazy,
dude, I really
bro.
Don't know how you guys could do this, man. This is crazy.
Yo, honestly, I'm going to need to take a second shower.
It does feel weird.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm just like, bro, because, like, Jemin is literally, bro, I can't even get a word in when I'm with Jemin.
Yeah.
And then now I'm talking way more.
Yeah, you got to force a word out of that shit.
Kind
of
like this dynamic.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Dude.
Yeah, Matt's a talker too, bro. No, this Matt guy is a loves talker. Cracking
no, I'm
jokes.
Not.
No, yeah, like, you are, yeah, bro. When, yeah. when we hanging out, bro, you're talking, bro. I like that.
what, bro?
Not real. Actually, Jason's the talker.
Not even. Yeah, bro. Yeah. No, I observe and I come in when I need
you. My kids might talk the most in our friend group.
Yeah, yeah. No, on God.
No, that's Michael Sohn.
Michael? Yeah, you know, he's talking too.
Dude, Michael wanted to be on, bro. Shout out to Michael.
Wait, did
bro.
He?
I feel like he did, low key. But yeah, shout out to my brother Michael.
We should have added it, bro.
Yeah, low key.
Next time.
Yeah, it's
yeah. No, shout out to the boys, man, for hopping on, even though, like, despite all the hate and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
yeah.
For real, bro.
In this meantime, that we going to set up this 9 for 9 open mic, mm-hmm. You know, we got to get the boys on. And I know y'all like me and Paul, but sometimes, more people, I think, is better,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, and I always wanted to try out, like, an all-guys shit, because I see those other podcasts do it, bro, and it looks chill. It's the only thing is I feel like you have to be careful getting canceled low-key sometimes. You know, you get too comfortable with the boys, you know?
Yeah.
But, nah, bro. Yeah, what should we get into, bro?
Yeah, shit. Bro, anything, bro, honestly.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys this. This is one thing I had ready. It was like, what was fucking me and Jason like in our, like, Wolfpack group, bro? First of all, why the fuck do we even have that name Wolfpack, bro? Low-key
forgot. Dude, I actually don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah. Really? Where did that come from?
Dude, it's just like every fucking middle school group calls themselves the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Just like a pack of wolves.
Yeah, bro.
But
I mean, Paul, honestly, like, middle school, I mean, there was a brief period of time, like, I was close with Paul since all the way, like, through elementary school and then, like, middle school. He just, like, dips to, like, pursue his, like, travel baseball career. And, like, you know, I'm with Patrick on Sunday. I'm like, yo, Pat, where's Paul? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and
then, like, true. He was
and
gone. He
no,
was
and
gone,
then
yeah.
He comes back wearing, like, Modern Amusement from PacSun and like a foot taller than
some,
me
some joggers
and he's
shit.
Like, yo, Matt, you have Instagram, bro, follow me. And I'm like, holy cow, this guy's 1,000 followers.
No, he was
that was big back in the day. 2014, that was big. It's a big flex.
He cared about his IG, bro.
No, the pocket ratio was crazy too. You know,
it was like the gray tee with like a galaxy
space on it. You remember that one? Damn,
what y'all even talk about right now, bro?
PacSun tee, bro. This is PacSun tee.
Why do you remember that,
bro? I know what you were wearing, bro.
What was I wearing?
You were wearing like all black classic authentic Vans. With like Volcom shorts.
How do you remember, bro?
Bro, because he would always wear like no show socks. Like, this man lived by no show socks like forever.
Dude, nah, bro. I was hurting, bro. I was really hurting.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, but my fashion has never really changed, bro. I've always been like, get something and wear it a fuck ton of times, bro.
Really? Oh, we got God. A little better, though.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we get gifted some shit. So now I got a little variety in my shit.
Yeah.
Yo, like, last week, who the fuck? Someone sent a video in our Snapchat group chat. It was this guy from, like, 6 years ago. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Your hair was crazy,
oh,
bro.
Yeah. Wait, going video? In on me, bro. Yeah, we'll pop that video in right now, bro.
Are you talking about the video I sent?
Yeah, somebody sent it.
That was the most recent video.
We're so wait, like foul, 3 days ago?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
your phone's over there.
Oh, shit.
No, I got it on me right now, bro. Yeah, I got it on me right now.
You pull it.
Right there. That one is so foul. That
bro,
so
that's
foul.
Literally me and Jemin, bro, right
that's
there.
So foul, dude. That's actually. That's like so foul.
I wanted
foul.
The viewers to see old Jason.
No,
bro.
We could put that in, bro. I was hurting, bro.
Dude, there's no way.
This was like June. You know, like that phase in high school?
Dude, that was like yesterday.
Bro. Like, you know that phase in high school where, like, all the dudes started, like, growing out their hair and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah,
bro, I don't know why I did that shit, bro, honestly.
Wait.
I liked it.
No, I think it started from, like, you, bro.
Like, your comb-over
like,
shit?
Like,
you had?
Yeah, like, you remember when, like, the long hair shit?
No, I remember, bro. It's disgusting.
Hey, yo.
Every time I looked at Jason, he'd, like, flip it the other way.
Hey, yo.
Logan, your hair is long, right?
No,
yo,
no.
Take off your hat right now. Show him your fucking hair, bro.
This guy's hair used to touch his ass.
Yeah. Not that long.
Pineapple.
No, that's true though.
Yeah, but in middle school, bro, that's literally where we all met and got close, bro.
Yeah, I would say like, I mean, just to tell a more like personal story, but me and this guy, like, he helped me a lot in college, low key, and like, I feel like I don't even say shit like this to you in person because it's a little awkward, honestly.
Yeah, bro.
You can compliment me in person.
No. Like on some real shit.
No,
bro.
It's more so like he's not gonna show up to your house and start complimenting. Yeah, me, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's more so like.
Dude, I link this guy all the time.
No,
bro.
I know.
It's different,
bro.
I'm giving you your public flowers right here, bro. No, like straight up, bro. From CC to SB, I didn't know anyone, bro.
Yeah.
Right? And like this guy actually like took me under the wing, low-key. All the people I met in SB was basically because of you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for some random judges. And then like, and then like, dude, no, genuinely, bro. Like, dude, I lived with you for what, like 2 years, basically?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing this guy in the most locked in relationship I've ever seen in my life. Like he's the ultimate hubby. So I'm learning hella things, bro.
Yeah.
So even now, I said this literally in the episode. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, bro, I feel like low-key because I'm Matt, I stopped being a fuckboy low-key. Because I'm seeing
good,
you. And I'm like bringing a girl over and I just see Matt's face. I'm like, oh my God, bro. And then the next morning.
But y'all got to tell him that you guys were roommates.
We were.
Yeah. So this was Paul's roommate back in the day.
Right.
At SB.
There's like no wall.
Yeah, there's no fucking wall. Yeah.
We have like a
no wall.
It was like a bookcase or something.
It was essentially just an unfinished wall. You could like be when we moved in. It's just like you can walk in through my room and just like walk over to Paul's.
Right. No door, basically.
No door. No door.
Yeah. So
that's low key a little awkward, no? If y'all bringing girls around.
It is, but it's fine. Like you get used to that shit, no? Like,
I mean,
y'all just like,
I mean, I just
got okay with the
noise canceling headphones.
No.
I mean, I would. I don't want to hear that.
No, right. Yeah, but.
No, and like. No, it's not even like I heard anything. Like I heard anything, but like, to be honest, like, I'm not one to be.
I'm not saying like you were trying to listen.
No, yeah.
But there's no door. So then, like, literally, y'all just.
Oh, no, but it would be like. No. Okay, no. It honestly wasn't like that. It would be like he would tell me, like.
Right. Hey, this girl's coming over.
Honestly, bro, like. It was very respectful. Like, dude, I'm not bringing anyone over.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, like
once or twice.
Dude, no, there was like, there's like, like maybe three times.
Yeah.
But like, I remember distinctly each time. And I remember, one time, like, I just like came back from like my friend's house or something. And I like pull up and I see like these abnormally small shoes, like in my, like my shoe area.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm like,
okay.
All right. Like. This is not the homies. And I'm just like quiet. Uh-huh. I'm just like, after I see those shoes, I'm just quiet the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like stuff like that.
I've never heard this story, bro.
I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
And then I was just like really quiet. And then there's like times like.
Do you remember the other times genuinely?
I just remember just one of the girls.
What race?
Asian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, because you actually like talked to her.
Yeah. I mean, it was chill.
Yeah, it was chill.
Dude, and that's crazy because when I got out of high school, I was supposed to go to SB with Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, I got into SB. I was going to room with him and another boy, but then I chose not to go to SB. But we literally toured UCSB, bro, and like was looking at the dorms and all that shit.
Yeah, bro.
All that shit.
And I was like, oh, dude, Jason, look, this is the life. And then, like, last minute before the SIR, I'm going to Buffalo, Rochester, New York, bro.
Nah, low-key, I made the switch, like, last minute as fuck. But, dude, that tour, I remember we both came back. We were like, yo, like, whatever.
Oh, no, really?
We came back. We were like, yo, it's whatever.
Yeah. I remember, like, doing that tour, and I was, like, telling, like, Sam, I was like, yo, let's just go to UW, bro. Honestly, you know how it goes. Like, going into college when you're, like, young and you want to have fun. You're, like, asking your friend. Like, I had a friend who, like, went there, you know, and, like, we're asking her, like, oh, like do we have to join a social frat to, like, get in the parties? Yeah. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, we didn't want to join. And then, like. We're like asking like, oh, like do Asian guys like can they get in if they're cool? And she's like, not really. And so like me, Jason, and Sam, like, I mean, Sam doesn't party, but like me and Jason, we're like, yo,
yeah,
we gotta join like
Sig
Ep Alpha or something.
Bro.
Like,
and I remember that. I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And we went over to her dorm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're supposed to triple, right? Okay. And bro, like, she shows us her fucking dorm. That shit's fucking small as fuck.
No, really small.
So fucking small.
So it just turned you off because that would have been you, right?
Yeah, because we're like sitting in her dorm and it's like.
It's like two bunk beds.
Yeah, it's two bunk beds meant for like three people. And there's like a desk under the fucking bed. I'm like, yo, fam.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely not. Well, so the original setup was you two and Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been three of us.
Like, so I'd like, well, like me be going in, I'm like, oh, this is about to be a crazy year.
Crazy. Yeah. Right.
Crazy
year.
Uh-huh. Crazy. Like, Jason in the bunk, Sam down there, this is going to be crazy.
And then, like, Jason's like, I'm gone. And then it's just me and the minister. And I'm like,
the minister? What the? Why are you doing him like that, bro? What?
No,
that's insane, bro.
No, shout out the boy Sam, man. He's like probably the one of us that still goes out to church, bro. It's like low key.
The one of us that's got the nice corporate job, to be honest, as well.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah. I mean, during that time, though, me and Jemin would often pull up and visit you too in SB. I feel like SB was a spot we'd visit in freshman year, right?
It was. Dude, SB was a fun ass time, bro.
Oh, you know what I just realized, bro?
He was there too.
No, but not only that, this is the dude who introduced us to Megan, basically.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah,
bro, yeah, that's a huge connection. I gotta know, bro,
dude.
Yeah,
so like everyone crazy, already knows how I met Megan.
Right,
I met her at a USC party.
Right,
but after that night, what y'all don't know is that like obviously I don't have her like Instagram number or anything.
Yeah,
but I knew that he was really good family friends, and I've talked about Jemin so many times on the pod. Bro.
You have,
like,
you have.
You know what I mean? Bro. Like, but. I hit up Jemin, and then Jemin was the one that actually asked Megan. And what did she? She was just down, right?
Yeah, no, I literally remember I was like driving down the 405 South. It was like crazy fucking traffic, and I was like
405 South.
Of course.
I just remember, and like literally, I was called. Jason called me. I was on the phone. And he was just like, "Dude, like, can you do it?" And I was like, "I'll see."
Uh-huh.
I call Megan. I was like, "Yeah, Megan. I don't know if you know. Like, there's this podcast. Like, my boy's trying to like make it happen, and I don't know if you're down." She's like, "I'm down."
Yeah, no.
Like, she's straight up, like, right away. She's like, "I'm down."
Really?
No contact. Like, literally, just like that.
I remember that, like, because it was so, like, it caught me off guard. I was like, no questions? Like, she's just down?
Yeah. Like, I didn't even say that. Like, I was like, it's my boy. Like, just about to start this podcast up. I'm down.
I know you're, like, family friends with Turnship, but back then, I feel like you didn't even talk to her like that.
No, I mean, we were all, like, our moms are really close. And,
still?
Yeah. And our brother, like, Megan's brother and my brother, like, I think it was very close as well. Or, like, they were, like, growing up.
I see.
Yeah, but. But honestly, dude, I didn't see Megan like until we all first met, me and you.
In SB,
yeah.
Yeah, you were there for that.
That was a crazy one. That was the first time. That's why I was like, what the fuck? Like, you still exist? like literally, no cap, bro.
Yeah, no, that was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, bro. But this literally the boy I hit up whenever I'm bored. Like, bro, I just go up.
So many calls of just wasting my life. Straight up, dude. Just literally, I've just been going home from work and a call. I'm like, God fucking damn it, dude. God fucking damn it.
I mean, like, y'all won't, like, understand his personality off one episode. But, like, whenever I need to, like, vent or literally just shoot the shit, like, he's, like, literally the one person.
I would say shoot the shit 90% of the time.
Yeah, bro. Dude.
5%
just waste
vent.
His time. Yeah. Or when I'm bored, honestly, at home.
Literally just waste my time, boys.
You know, I get lonely at the crib, bro.
Yeah.
And when I'm not talking to girl.
Uh-huh.
I gotta talk to one of the boys, and I always call him, and he's just one of those guys that just gets me, bro, honestly.
Right.
It's like my weird, you know.
You guys have been so, like, playful with each other.
I don't like that word playful, though.
I don't like that word playful, it got weirder,
honestly.
like
a side hoe, like a creepy side
hoe. Yeah, bro. It's like a weird relationship like that. There's a lot of
always, like, and it's not even, like, because back then, like, obviously, I, like, know you guys were close. Now it's just, like, weird sounds, like, giggles coming out, like, Jason, like, licking his lips. Like,
you're making shit up,
bro. The fly hands to Jemin.
Wait, what?
Nah, I mean, that's the vibe I get. Like, not like, you know.
Nah, literally, bro. Man. I just be like, we just be going out at like fucking 2 a.m., bro. On God. Even yesterday, I was just like, I needed to charge my car.
Right.
Because I got a new electric car.
At 2 a.m.?
Oh, your car's electric.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I got a new car after that whole crash thing.
Yeah.
Ioniq 5, bro. Honestly, I'm fucking with the electric shit, bro.
Really?
Yeah, but the charging is a pain in the ass.
For sure.
And yeah, man's not trying to go alone. He's probably come with me like 3-4 times already, bro.
That's crazy, bro. You hit him up just to charge?
No, we was hanging out.
No, we were hanging out.
Yeah, we was hanging out earlier, bro.
I was doing stuff.
But yeah, that's the boy Jemin, man. It's crazy that we have actually known each other for like over 10 years, bro.
Yeah.
Since like
all
what?
All of us a decade
12?
Plus by now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 12, essentially.
Right? I remember this guy in like kindergarten, though. Did I?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Paul for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew Jemmin. I mean, like, obviously, you know, I knew.
No, I just thought of a funny ass story though, bro. Yeah. And it involves another podcast member. That's why I want to say it. But Jemmin, let me know if it's too much, bro.
Right, well,
but I don't know if you remember.
Let's see. Let me hear.
Back in the day, like to put it quite simply, my boy Jemmin, I feel like had a slight crush on Jennifer. A slight crush, bro.
Jenny Wenny?
Yeah, Jenny Wenny, Jenny Wenny. But now it's all jokes. Now it's all friends.
Oh my God.
But back then, me and Jason call this guy. I think it was me and you.
Dude, I fucking know this story.
Hey, wait, keep going. What is
it? Me and Jason call this guy. Yeah. We're like, yo, like Jennifer's trying to all link, like get some McDonald's or some shit, right? And we're on FaceTime. He's speeding, like taking off his clothes, putting on Supreme box logo, steps out the door, tells his mom, I'm going to McDonald's. And then we're like, yo, bro, we're trolling you, bro.
Dude, what?
Dude, I think I remember that, bro. Yeah,
I remember that,
that
one.
That was funny, though.
That was funny, yeah. I put up my, you know, my 2018, I had this, like, my first box. So back when Supreme was, like, big and shit, yeah. You know, like, the icy blue.
Oh,
that immediately
was tough.
out of the laundry, bro. It's like, Mom, give me my box logo.
Bro, that shit, honestly, bro, a lot of the boys, like, crazy. It's weird to say, but a lot of the boys I know had a little crush on Jennifer.
Yeah, yeah.
And as her little cousin, like, yeah.
Bro,
what the fuck?
Yo, what?
You know what I'm saying? What? No, I'm just saying.
I didn't crush
like,
on the little cousin.
Nah, dude. No, there was a time when, like, a lot of you guys, I'm pretty sure, liked my second cousin, bro.
Second cousin?
Second cousin.
Who is that again?
Who's
that? I actually.
I don't know who that is.
Bro. What even is a second cousin, bro?
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
That's some lore, bro.
My bad.
But yeah, one thing about Jemmin is, bro, like, when Supreme blew up, obviously everyone was riding on that wave, but he's the one person that didn't stop.
Supreme. I respect that so hard, though.
Thank you, bro.
Deadass.
Thank you.
Like, it's like, I feel like nobody wears that now except the boy.
No, that's hard, bro. Yeah. That's hard. Because now no one wears it, so it's like, oh, he actually fucks with Supreme, bro.
No, yeah, he it's actually fucks.
Yeah. Like, before, honestly, a little bit of me was like, oh, Jemmin's doing this
because
it's, like, popular and shit.
Because I started, like, collecting when I was, like, 2016, which is, like, right when it was, like, blowing up.
Like, the box logo era. Yeah.
Or not even blowing up, but, like, it was still, like, that was, like, pretty much peak.
Right.
And, yeah.
Nah, bro, I remember you were, like, fucking in high school and your fucking teacher bought you a hoodie or some shit.
Yeah, shout out, Senora Rulin.
Yeah.
She actually bought... No, so basically, I was, like, I tried to get this... It was this bag. Dude, I think I have the bag. Oh, it's over there. Go get it.
Go get it, yeah. Bro, he's actually, like...
It's this bag, which I now use as my party pack of Doom, but, like...
Party pack of Doom.
No, but, like,
this
it's literally...
Head to toe.
Yeah.
Head to toe Supreme, bro. Yeah. Show him the Pillsbury Doughboy. Is it this Supreme, too?
Yeah, it is Supreme, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
What socks are those?
Don't tell me these are Supreme socks.
No, these are from Korea.
show him the shit.
Dude, what are you doing? Yo, no, not for free, bro. Come on, now.
Yo, what?
Yeah, show him the socks,
getting weird,
too,
dude.
Man.
I've had a weird podcast.
Show him the socks, bro.
I don't know what this is, bro.
Gripping his ankle.
That's crazy, bro.
Nah, bro. Head to toe with it, bro, for real.
But yeah, no, I couldn't cop it, and then I was like, Senor Rulin, can you get it for me? And she literally got it, like, literally right then. She was wild.
Oh, okay, I thought of something.
James Jebbia?
Who the fuck is that?
Why does that name sound familiar?
That's the founder of Supreme.
Supreme.
Oh, damn, bro. This is something that could be like pretty useful for our audience, bro, because for people who don't know, Jemmin is a very smart guy, and he came from an investment banking background.
Oh my gosh.
But to go from that to just like music production and shit, I just want to ask real quick like about that shit, what made you switch, and then like how hard was it, you know, just kind of like telling your Asian parents like all that shit.
Yeah,
now you're kind of like making it into a reality, you know, but back then it was seen as a lot more risky, I feel like.
No, I'm just going to caveat, it still is risky, and it's definitely still like it's like a daily struggle, I think, but, you know, it was at a crossroads where, like, I had an opportunity my junior summer for, like, context, like, that's, like, your most important summer for, like, internships and stuff to, like, really, like, basically, like, shout out Andy Hyung and Sean Hyung, they basically opened up this studio in Koreatown, and I had the opportunity to, like, be a part of that and engineer out there and like also like manage it. Mm-hmm. And
versus like doing all the banking stuff. And I was doing, I did like a year in like, or like, around a year of like internship in like actual banking and stuff, and like really figuring out what it was and like what my life was going to be like. And then there was a point where you just kind of have to like do the thing that you want to do. Like I it's like very personal, but I feel like everyone, like I'm not going to go preach and be like, oh, like do whatever. It's like very like one of one. You have to decide for yourself. But like, I just decided like, oh, I think this is what I want to do.
And
that's but,
cool.
Oh, no, keep going. Yeah.
Just
gonna
have the nuts, basically, though, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whether or not, and like, dude, like, I know plenty of other people who would have done. Like, I'm not gonna knock on the other path too. Like, right, a lot of my, right. Most of my friends right now are in banking, or like they're
definitely,
or they're,
definitely.
Like all of my college friends, and they're yeah. they love it too. It's just like, what they do love you? It? Yeah, yeah. Or some they don't love it, but like they know. Like, it's like, what do you want out of your life?
Yeah.
For me, it was like. Like, shit, I want to try to do the music stuff. And yeah, the conversation with the parents is hard. It still is hard.
Dude, yeah. No, this is a good bit right here, bro. I actually want to talk a lot about this. Because, like, bro, I mean, you went to Hopkins, bro. And I know you were interning at I don't know if you want to say the firm's name. But you were interning at, like, a pretty good firm, too.
J.P. Morgan.
Nah, bro. But this guy was on the track to, like, literally, like, oh, yeah. make – way above six figures right after college. And
I mean, he's probably making more at his internship than I am right now.
Maybe, yeah, no, that summer internships for investment banking go like crazy.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But dude, like, and I've told you this before too, but like the guts to give that up and pursue the music shit, bro. And that's kind of like us, like,
it
pursuing,
is
pursuing like the is. Like what we want to do, bro, like right. content, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think like it's the, also like I don't know. I don't want to like be devil's advocate here, but like you just really like if you want it, like I know a lot of people like especially like going to Hopkins that like they were born like they're Asian, like their parents like, you know, they have that whole upbringing, but like they're like born to be doctors. Like that's what they want to do and that's what they should do. It's like I think really figuring out like what you want, like don't there's so much like bullshit on the internet now telling you what to do, what you just have to like kind of like look within and I think find out what you want to do because it's your life. That's like my two cents. I'm not going to go on about it, but
oh, that's fire, yeah, bro.
No, yeah. I respect you. He was the one that like mixed and mastered my whole like rap song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the vlog I came out with.
Yeah, yeah,
for,
yeah.
Yeah, he put it all together, bro. I don't know how to do any of that shit.
That was fun.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
So what do you think of Jason's song?
Destined to be a
yo,
hit,
Dumbfounded
right?
said it was lit, bro.
Dude,
I don't give a fuck what you think. Dumbfounded was rocking with
dude.
It, bro.
What's good, bro?
Yeah, what's good?
He's gonna tell you to your face, yo, this trash.
I mean, he could have, but he didn't.
I think he's like,
yeah, no, I'm playing.
That's besides the question.
No. I'm not trying to be a rapper or nothing, but yeah.
No, that's.
Yeah, but I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, but I'm not a rapper. No, well, we can go into that investment banking stuff a little bit more. How was that conversation with your parents that very first time you told them, like, yo, I'm quitting all this. I'm doing the music shit.
Dude, Loki, like, it was bad, bro. It was bad. It was pretty traumatic, to be honest. Yeah, it was pretty traumatic.
Like, to your mom?
Like, no, it was mostly, like, I don't want to, like, again, I don't want to like cause up like stir up trouble and whatnot, but like, yeah, it was definitely with that said, I love my parents, like they love me too. I know that we have a pretty healthy relationship still, and obviously it's like, you know, it's something that I, you know, I'm glad they I know they want the best for me, right? And so for me it's like I am think I'm doing the best for myself, which to them is them, if that makes sense. I don't know if that worded that correctly, but
I get it.
Yeah, but no, it was tough. It was like we went out to dinner, and this was like, this was like in the middle of summer, like when I was kind of I was living in LA, and like I was like doing all these sessions, and like my first like kind of taste of like working and like being a creative out in Los Angeles, and like I just went home for like a random, I think it was like it was just a random dinner, and like it was my mom and my dad and my brother, and like I guess my dad, like I know my dad was like like my dad usually doesn't drink. Like I'm also not like our family doesn't really drink that well, and so like we're but my dad definitely was getting a little sauced, and well like not crazy, him. Not crazy. Oh, you know, yeah, but, like yeah, it was yeah, just yeah. like he was definitely feeling it, right?
Because
just,
like,
wait.
No. But like we're just like at the dinner, and then like, that's when he was just like, okay, like here, what's going on?
Son? I see,
like,
I see.
You know, like, and then I was like, oh, this is how you. Because by like before like the whole like this was around June, July, like we're kind of like skirting around that. Like it's like
right, because just like you're like going off to the studio.
Yeah, he's just Jemmy just having fun, you know, like, right. You know, it's all going to be okay. And then, like, you know, that was, like, I just remember it was, like, it was very, I still think about it. And that's why I kind of think I still have, like, some trauma about that. It was just not a good experience. I remember, like, after, like, I was supposed to stay, like, in OC for a bit, but, like, immediately I went straight up to LA and I, like, I literally didn't come back until I was, like, supposed to go out to, back to Hopkins because I just didn't want to talk to them. I just want, and I was, like, well, I'm already making money, like, literally, I was, like, already, like, you know, yeah, and I was, you know, so I was, like, okay, well, I can just support myself,
yeah,
you know, barely, by the way, I was not, like, it was, like, definitely not anything impressive, but, like, yeah, it was just, like, you know, big middle finger, which, you know, it's not, I definitely don't recommend that. I think now it's, like, a lot more healthy, but I definitely, like, I don't blame them, man, like, they, you know, it's very hard from their point of view to, like,
bro, yeah.
Hella hard, bro.
Yeah, what they the fucking put you through like absolutely. The best absolutely. Education.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Raised you in like one of the best cities.
And yeah, absolutely. And like that is like, I'm definitely grateful because that they provided all of that for me. And just like, you know, it is a very tough conversation. But at the end of the day, it's like you got to live for yourself and not live for anyone else's dream. Right. And so.
That is true. Yeah, it's hard to balance that, I feel like, for everybody. Like low key, like, because a lot of times I feel like there's shit we want to do. But our parents, you know, they don't like that idea or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, we choose to do it for ourselves. But there is another part of me where I feel like now that we're getting a little older, sometimes I do think more about the parents, low key.
No, you should. Absolutely.
Yeah, like
should.
I'm like, oh, low key, I don't know if my mom would like that at all. So like, I probably just won't do it. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
yeah.
When you're younger, it's like, I actually don't give a fuck, bro.
It's a balance.
I mean, I feel like it's because like when you're younger, like you don't worry about anything.
Yeah. No, that's what it is.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like now that we're older, it's like how long can we live under our parents' roof and just like mooch off of like all their resources essentially? Like, you can't be like 30 telling your mom, like,
definitely not.
Yo,
yeah, fuck no.
No, this is about to pop off, Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna pop off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
but when you're like 17, 18, like obviously it's good. Yeah. Right. I think it's like better.
It's
like
very nuanced.
It.
It's just nuanced. Yeah. It's like everyone's situation is different.
Yeah, and, exactly.
I'm fortunate enough to be in a position to like even have that option.
Yeah, beautifully put.
Yeah. And definitely don't take it for granted, but like also knowing like what's best. Like I'm just living my life. I'm just, you know, mistakes and all, you know.
Yeah. Honestly, big shout out to Jemin's parents, bro.
No, seriously, shout out to Jemin's mom. I love you.
What's good?
actually.
Makes the best breakfasts I've
Yeah.
This guy always brings it up, bro. Always brings
amazing
it up.
Food,
oh
amazing food.
Oh my gosh.
This is right.
You gotta tell the story, bro. Come on.
Dude, I don't even remember. I think we drove back from SB or something.
We were
sleep.
Yeah, well, we were driving back from SB. Low key, bro. I don't, yo, I wanna. I think I already apologized for this, but I got a little scared at that trip. Do you remember?
No. What?
So we were driving down. It was like one of the SB bends, like me, Matt, like, you know, the whole gang, right? And so like Paul's driving me. Like it was like when we visited you guys in SB.
Yeah, it was when we visited you.
So I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was just me and Paul. Paul's driving me, right? And Paul is like, was telling me, I don't know why I got so scared, but you're like, yo, man, I've got a little gas. Do you remember this?
Hey,
no, and like,
I've bad memory
no,
though.
And
I'm
no, but
memory.
Like, it was like, mind you, it's like if you guys have ever taken the drive up to SB from like LA Orange County, it's like you hit this like road where it's like nothing,
no
absolutely
stations,
nothing, right? There's no lights, no nothing, right? Yeah. No civilization in sight, right? And so I was like low key like tweaking. I was like, bro, I don't know, man. Like, what if we run out of gas, whatnot?
We
get to a gas station. I'm like, oh, thank God. It's closed, bro.
I remember.
And like, I by this point, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, Paul, dude, what are we gonna
do? This
one
the way up.
This one like down, bro.
Was it?
Yeah, this one the way down. Okay. And then, basically, we finally Paul like stays calm. Probably thinks I'm tweaking. I was tweaking. And then we hit the gas station. We go down. It's like by the time we get back to like Aliso, it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah,
so we
hit
the beach.
Yeah, we hit top of the world for some reason.
Yeah,
I totaled with Jemin at top of the world on a
random photo shoot at top of the world. Still have photos of that.
It was in portrait mode on my iPhone.
Back when the thing was huge. Yeah,
it was new.
And
it's
then,
just y'all two.
Just us two.
Yeah. And then we came back to my house and my mom was like up and I was like, oh, I'm on my pause here. And then my mom literally never seen her cook up like a 3-course meal with appetizers.
Literally like 8 side dishes. I was like, whole like sashimi for breakfast. I was like, wow, like this is like stellar. Like honestly.
Nah. Jamin's parents are goated, man. So nice.
For real. I also want to shout them out for, if we could talk about it, like your parties you used to throw in high school and shit. Like, bro, this guy's parents were so chill about that though.
My parents were definitely not traditional, like, dude, Korean. They're very, very lax, which we've talked about too. And was a blessing and a curse because it's definitely affected me in both good and bad ways. But yeah, no, they were very blessed in that sense in high school.
Nah, bro, he was like the kid in high school that like threw all the parties and the parents like just like would leave the house for the party.
I'm like, yo, Jevin, where'd your mom go? Ridiculous. Oh, they went to watch a movie. And
like as an Asian parent, that's like unheard of.
No, it wasn't, bro. And they come back, everyone's still cleaning and stuff, bro. It was actually so funny.
Yeah, I mean, underage drinking is just not accepted. Like,
well, we never were drinking. It's not a, we just it was just a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Bottles of water.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Doing, yeah.
That's funny though. I actually don't remember any of those stories when you guys say stuff like that, bro.
It was a long time ago.
Dude, and his and then his senior year of Johns Hopkins, he basically lived with me when I was going to SC.
What?
I would
fly out a lot.
Yeah.
Is it because like you just didn't like the school or what?
No, because I actually really, really did enjoy my senior year out there. That was pretty much the only full year I got other than my freshman year because of COVID.
Yeah.
And but no, like there was just a lot of stuff going on, so I just would fly out a lot. And Jason's 21st legendary event, you know. Like flew out for that one. Yeah. That was a very fond time in my life before.
For sure, bro.
Before reality hits. If you're a senior year in college, you gotta live it up, man. You have to, bro.
Yeah.
It's like so fun.
I was thinking about this recently, bro. Honestly, like, you know, back then when it was our 5th year, we're like, bro, like we're 5th years out here. Or that's how I felt at least, right?
Yeah.
But dude, now I'd rather tell my kid, like, bro, spend like 7-8 years in college. I don't
care.
No, crazy. Like honestly, as long as you like actually figure out by the end of college what career you're gonna take. Because like, for example, for me, I gotta like restart, go to CC to take these classes.
Yeah.
I gotta take for SC for free, bro.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I would just promote CC, honestly.
Yeah, CCs are great.
CCs are
my sister. That like
dude no but there's pros and cons with CC, bro.
No,
like,
obviously
like you take it from Paul, like he came in as a junior, but bro,
yeah, he had a great time with me.
But if he didn't know you
it would have been tough.
Yeah, there's the benefits and costs aren't just like financial, bro. There's so many other things.
And dude,
which
I
is
think,
it's very idiosyncratic, like, but yeah,
I tell Paul this all the time, like, bro, knowing what I know coming out of college, I would have went straight to welding school at 18.
Oh, welding school.
Yeah.
Just learn a trade. Yeah.
Bro, I mean, yeah, that's true. Like, you low-key got a full-time job right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not something he like.
Oh, you're not really like fucking with it like that.
Yeah. I guess someone didn't read the text message.
This guy sends a text in our group chat before, like asking Ella questions, and he's like, "This, I'm not talking about. Don't ask me this, and this."
Yeah, and he just asked me the one thing I put on the list. No, but yeah, I am working full time.
Working full time. But like, I was gonna say. Like, a lot of the shit that we do right now, we didn't even need college, low-key.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Definitely not.
Like, you didn't need to go to Hopkins. You'd probably be in a way better position if you started.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that, though, because I think you get intangibles from going to college.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert. Like, please don't. But, like, there's, like, oh, my bad. I cut you off.
No, I'm playing.
I apologize.
No, keep going.
But, like, nowadays, it's, like, so, like, the cost benefit is so, like, college is more expensive. You know, it's just, like, you got to, like, is it really worth it? I feel like everyone has to have that conversation. But by and all, we kind of talked about this. Like, I could have gone to an audio engineering trade school and just went straight to the studio, but I feel like...
Or SoundCloud rapper.
maybe.
SoundCloud DJ, sorry.
Hey. But, yeah, I feel like you gain... like you gain a lot of stuff from just going growing up,
bro. It's just part of your character, bro.
Yeah,
like you know, even like John Summit, like him being an accountant is just part of his character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone knows he's an accountant.
Yeah, or it's
like
part of the story. Yeah, it's part of the story.
But then, like, you know, like when dudes like go into like pro sports and they only went to like 1 year of college, like that's kind of
hard. So different, though.
I mean,
because they don't
that. What you said? Actually, that has like no relevance to like what we're talking about.
Yeah, because like what they wanted to do, like they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about athletes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they don't need college.
Well, it's a different game.
Yeah. No, I still recommend college, though, dude, because even with the welding thing.
Yeah.
What if, like, four years later, he's actually so serious. No, stop it. Or, like, mechanic.
Because I took a high school class called auto.
That's the fucking car class.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, because we had like a garage and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yo, I forgot about
out
that
of
class,
everything
bro.
In high school, the one thing I had fun was like re-welding the desks. What's so funny?
Huh?
Well, tell me your favorite class.
No, no, go ahead.
And it not be PE.
I don't think he was a PE guy.
No, my bad, my bad.
No, he took PE. Look at him.
No,
he didn't play sport.
Oh, no, bro, I got out of PE.
Oh, yeah, yeah, archery.
Because of archery, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's because it's everything. I forgot about that.
Just standing and just like doing nothing.
Yeah, no, no. There's a lot of fat.
Shout out my archers.
Bro,
I mean, obviously, you know, my brother's was.
Oh, yeah, I used to archery with his little brother. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, bro.
Fuck.
And I like joined just to say hi to Jason.
Yeah, no, he would pull up sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd would be like a random Tuesday
you
night.
Join?
No, 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 no. Like, I would just like drop my brother off and say hi to Jason.
Oh, I feel that.
Nah, I mean,
I'm
like,
on welding talk.
Wanna, yeah, if you want to. What? Oh, like welding TikTok?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
It's actually very practical.
No, hey, we don't hate here on 9 for 9. No. we like welding, bro.
We
like
love welding.
You want to weld, go weld.
No, because,
man.
I mean,
you know
like,
saying?
I don't know. I think what he was saying, or when we were talking about it, is more so just the ability to, like, right after you're done with school and right after you finish learning the skill or whatever, like, you start working right away, bro.
Yeah,
and the salary's not bad.
Yeah.
100%.
And, like, there's, like, you can be, like, the designer of welding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
or
make
like the best weld.
Not even like the best welding. Like you could just have like the most absurd welds.
Yeah.
Like welding whatever.
It's just focus.
Avant-garde weld.
Nah, you're going far with this. You're going too far.
Like I'm just saying like there's like different paths.
No, absolutely. I think it's just like what are you following your talent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, welding's tough, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
it also
you
gives you a head
make,
start. You give you
like
a head start.
One thing that I will say, you can make like workout equipment welding.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
And that's like
welding is the fucking fire shit, right? Where you're like
well,
you're like
either,
zapping it,
it's
right?
It's either fire or like it's like there's a leading one where it's like almost like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like the electricity one now cuz the fire one is like insane.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, shit, if you want to be a welder, go be a welder. going back to the college thing though, like there's definitely pros and cons, bro. But I'd say just study hard and go to college freshman year.
Go
to college freshman year. Yeah.
Yeah. And invest in a Chegg account.
Dude, they got strict with that stuff.
No,
bro.
I know.
Like, bro, even let me just ask you, Paul, like, cause you went the transfer route.
Yeah.
And you saved a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You saved a lot of money.
Bro. Huge.
But let's say you got into SB right off the bat. Would you have gone? Or would you have waited?
Well, at the time, I wouldn't have gone either way. But
oh, because of the baseball shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I don't know, dude. Like
with baseball aside. Then.
Yeah, yeah. Baseball aside, like I feel like, in your opinion, you really don't fuck with the CC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for me, it wasn't that bad.
Dude, the environment is so, like, you enter the CC and it's just, like, gloomy, bro. It's straight up.
I mean...
Dude,
okay,
everyone's
a little gloomy, maybe.
It's just like everyone is just kind of like down, bro. I feel like
I wouldn't say everyone's down, bro. Honestly, like some parts of me thought it was sick because, dude, there's like old ass people in there too. And I'm like, yo, like it's kind of like a nice mix of people versus a bunch of like kids my age just like fooling around all day.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, besides that, bro, the money thing was huge, I think.
No, I think that's the biggest thing about CC is you save a lot of money.
And it's easier to get into a good college after CC, in my opinion. Mm. It's
So that's why.
That's like, they have all the programs.
And yeah, stuff. Yeah, dude. Yeah. If you have a school you really want to go to, then like, yeah, just do the CC thing. I feel like if you want to guarantee it, basically,
like tag is so strong,
dude. It's like that is automatic. True, at this point, bro. It's crazy. No,
we define tag. Like, so why would I even like try in high school?
That's the thing. That is the thing, bro. Yeah,
that's the thing. You could be one of those kids where you don't try in high school, go to CC, and just do good for 2 years.
Yeah, but then you build up the bad habits in high school, and then you don't succeed at CC, and then you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
but dude, yeah, the transfer acceptance rates is like kind of like the drastic difference between like getting in straight out of high school and then getting in as a transfer is like kind of ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's like so much easier to get in as a transfer.
We can wrap it up soon.
We can wrap it up soon.
I feel like we gotta ask this guy something, bro. We're grilling him. Should we ask you some?
I was talking a lot in the beginning, bro.
You're in the longest of long-term relationships, bro.
Yeah, like, some of your bro, like not
what
specifically.
What did I say?
No.
What did I say? All right, I will answer if I like the question.
Yeah. Like, shit.
You know what I mean? Something
Lines. I mean, like, obviously, like, we're not trying to get too personal and everything, but you are in a very successful long-term relationship. Especially at a young age.
Yeah, bro.
Not a college too. Yeah. And like not a lot of people our age like date for that long.
I'm not a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm one of one.
Neighborhood hero. He's trolling, by the way, if you don't get it at home. He's trolling.
Nah, bro. Let him know. Let our audience know the secret, bro.
Yeah, like, what are some things that helped you with that long distance, especially?
I mean, honestly, like, when it comes down to like long distance, it's really just like, how much are you willing to invest? And like, I was so lucky because, like, obviously my girlfriend, like, she didn't think of long distance as being this like dreadful thing. It was really like, we're in this, you know? It's like, and like, I could feel that like right away. Like, first year in, like, I knew like we could do this, honestly. And it's like, I feel like it's like one of those, like, you really gotta, like, if there's like some lingering problems with the long distance, like, and obviously there's like those classic like long distance like problems and whatnot, like not seeing each other for like long periods of time, but it really comes down to the two people. And like, I'm so like happy and thankful that, you know, like, I went through that long distance knowing that I'm coming out with her, like, honestly.
Dude, that's good, man.
Like, but it's hard because, like, obviously, I know, especially, like, with you going into college, like, we're just developing, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and
it's
so young.
It's so, yeah, it's like, so it's definitely difficult, but, like, I don't know. I feel like it's really just one of those things, like, I went into it. I mean, like, I met her when I was 19. Yeah. I'm 24 now.
Yeah. No, that's crazy, for real, bro.
That's crazy.
No, yeah, I think.
That's a crazy, like, phase.
It's like a no doubt, like, failure is not an option kind of mindset, huh?
No, it's not.
Basically.
Hey, but like I told, I mean, like, in my head, like, if this doesn't work out, like, I'm joining the army, I'm never gonna marry somebody.
She always says some shit like that, bro.
But like,
I'm gonna bust my head and tattoo it, bro.
Oh, no, but like, okay, that's totally different. But like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm a all eggs in one basket kind of
thing. No, you have to be. And I was like that too, bro. Like, I feel like even me going into college, I was in a long distance
relationship. Yeah.
After that one ended,
yeah,
I was a firm believer in, this long thing don't work.
To this day.
No, yeah.
Yeah, to this day still, I'm like,
well, there's always an exception. There's, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, you never know. Like, there's always, like, you know, circumstances happen and whatnot. It's really, it really comes down to, like, if you want to do it and the other person wants to do it. Obviously, it's, like, hard finding that now. Like, yeah, I would not survive in today's dating pool whatsoever.
Dude, no, I respect 100%. That, bro.
Nor do I have Riz.
I was going to say, have you ever thought about that, bro?
What, Riz?
So imagine there? You're a single guy. I can't imagine a single man right now making a move on a shorty.
Oh, man. Oh, man. No,
I've only seen glimpses.
Nah, Rusty. No, my boy Rusty for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, guys.
Like, hey.
guys. Let's not. We're getting depressing now.
Okay, that's depressing.
Matt. My face, will just like gravitate to women, bro. Like I don't need to say nothing.
Nah, my boy definitely Duke rusty for sure, bro. No, Matt was popular, bro. Matt was popular with the ladies.
Yeah, I peaked in middle school.
Oh my god, bro.
That's why I go to the gym because I can't work on my face.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about right now?
Sorry, what?
Have you seen this thing going around, bro?
What?
It's like this meme. It's like this dude, skinny ass dude, but he's in like a buff guy costume. And they're basically claiming that like these buff ass dudes are really like, if you think of them, they're just a skinny dude. In, like,
I've seen that. I've seen that. I mean, it's just because like the way that the traps develop, just looks like they're like in a suit. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But it's like, no, they just look big to me.
Yeah. I was curious if you saw that.
Yeah. No, I saw it.
Oh, but I wanted to ask one more thing, bro. Kind of staying on this lane of shit. Because what Jemin said is true, bro. I feel like during that time, 19 to 24, dude, that's like some of the hardest times where you would expect, I would expect long distance to typically fail.
Because there's so many
options around and you're very like young. In your head. Yeah, you're young, bro.
You go to SB. You went to SB for 4 years and that's a big party school too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the hard part for a lot of these long distance people is like that temptation always. It's like you could find someone closer almost. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what causes a lot of problems for these people. Like, they end up hanging out with some dude or something.
I mean,
for you, I'm sure you never had the want, but I'm curious more so like how you like trust that person fully, like off the bat to kind of just like.
I mean, because like my whole like philosophy behind it is really like if something happens, something happens. Like I'm not like, I'm thousands of like miles away. Like I'm not gonna last minute book a flight. Like I'm gonna stop that.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, and then like, let's say that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Then like, I have to grow from that. Like, I can't really do nothing about that. And it's like, next time, like, I got to find a woman who can communicate better.
Right.
And like, not fall into stupid stuff like that. Because that to me is like, you're weak.
Right. Yeah.
Really.
Okay, I like that answer. I like that answer, bro.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys know, like, me and SB, like, I'm not...
Yeah, no, you're
Matt
definitely
was fucking.
Nah. Matt's a super loyal guy, bro. That doesn't even cross his mind. Bro. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And the thing I respect the most too is that like for me, long distance doesn't work because, like, you never know when y'all will be together again. And that was your thing. Like, you didn't know like when she was gonna move back here or you were gonna go move there. Like, you didn't know. You just like lived life. But for me, like, if I don't know, like, in 6 months we'll be together, then I just can't do it, bro.
That's a little hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I got lucky, too, with COVID. Like, I was just booking flights, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
but you still got to go over there, and you don't know when you'll be together.
Yeah. I guess it really comes down to, like, because for this guy.
It's like, how down?
Yeah, he's just hella locked in, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, how down are you?
It's like, there's you're down, but then there's people that, like, that need to see their partner, bro. And you're seeing your partner once, twice a month, once every two months or something.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I need to see my partner more than
I see what you mean.
But I mean, honestly, it really is an outlier, bro. Like, for real.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, you're an outlier, man. It's crazy.
Oh, look at me, bro.
You got to put a ring on that thing, bro. You need a ring.
Yeah, oh, God.
Calm down, bro.
Oh, God. But I mean, like, it's all good now. Like, you guys are together now.
Yeah.
It's good, bro.
No, that is good, bro. That's big.
Or should we just bring up the third thing I didn't want to talk about?
What was it again?
You're so funny, Jason.
Dude, it's all good, man. Surface level type stuff.
Yeah, surface level.
Yeah.
I just got really deep.
No, I'm saying like we're not asking nothing too personal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do you? I mean, you guys been seeing us like do this shit for the last 2 years.
Okay, yeah.
Like, how is it now? Like, coming on and actually doing it. Like, what y'all think?
I gotta see the footage, bro. I feel like I look so stupid right now. Like,
all
right,
besides from the,
I feel no. Honestly, I feel like I sound nervous. I feel like I look nervous. Like,
nah, you good now? You good now? I think you guys. In the first 10 minutes.
No, like, first ten minutes, I was actually like, I was like, yo, when is this gonna end, bro? Yeah.
I gotta commend you guys because it's actually like for real a skill. Like, it's like
to talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like, and like, you know, me and Matt, we're pretty extrovert people, but like, you know, it's like, it's for sure a. like, you guys, like, this is like, well, just another day, you know, it's
like crazy. There's so much like when you listen, like, or how close is the mic are you holding it, like,
are you good right now? Yeah.
No, I know, but like when like jamming it or you were talking, like, I'm just like,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can hold it wherever.
I don't know, man. I just feel awkward.
Yeah, and that's like everyone feels awkward.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
It's the cameras more than.
Yeah, this is not a natural thing to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like holding mics and
wearing.
Yeah, and like you're basically forcing a conversation, but like,
literally, yeah.
Yeah,
but it would be similar, bro. Honestly, without the camera, bro, it'd be, we like talk about the similar shit. To be honest, bro. It's just
no,
like,
yeah, no, definitely, it's really just like
knowing it's going to like hella people. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
No, but our audience, man, our community is good, bro.
I know.
Especially our YouTube community, man.
I mean, I was in the Discord before it
got raided.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I was a heavy Discord user.
He was in there,
I was asking important questions.
OG Discord. Yeah, this guy was in there, actually.
But let me ask you, Gemin, like, obviously, you've seen us do this for the past 2 years. You've seen the ups and downs. And I've, like, told you about every problem we've even, like, encountered through this shit.
You spend all our club events too and
shit.
Like,
everything, bro.
Yeah.
What do you think, bro? Hopping on and shit.
Like, yeah, dude, it's an experience. Thanks for having me on. But like I said, it's like truly, it's crazy, man. Like, I remember, like, I don't know if you remember this, Jason, but like initially, like way in the beginning, you're like, you know, you're still trying to figure out what you want to do and like, you know, like in college and whatnot, and you're like, bro, I feel like if I start a podcast, like we could do some numbers. And I was like, dude, I for sure, like, you know, I think you can too. And like, boom, the very first, I just remember that first clip he put up on TikTok, immediately what hits, like what?
It was like 100K.
Yeah, it was good. But again, from a straight up like first post, and it's just surreal that like you put like this is what it's become. Like, you had guests on, like, dumb, like, legend Timothy De La Ghetto, and like, it's just, yeah, man, it's surreal, bro. But yeah, crazy that it's just the boys this time around. And yeah,
thanks, bro. Yeah. Well, I got a funny question for you, bro.
Yeah,
because take it off, though.
Dude, I'm sweating, bro.
Yeah, I see it sweat, bro. I actually see it sweat.
I'll put it back on, boss. I'll put it back on. I'll put it back on.
No, do you think it's like,
sorry,
do you think it's like hilarious if it, when like, say, me and Jason are out and someone's like, yo, like, can I get a pic with you guys? Like, what are your guys' thoughts when you guys see that?
That's a me phone out, bro.
Yeah. What are you thinking when you see that? You're like, bro, no way, bro.
I mean, because
you know us, like, really.
I mean, like, it's fine. I just feel bad for you guys. I don't know.
What? Why?
I mean, because, like, okay, like, realistically, it's me and Paul.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just, like, chilling.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, talking mid-convo with Paul, and all of a sudden, it's just here. Paul.
Paul is 9 for 9.
I told him the comma story.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, it's, I mean, it's cool. Like, honestly, like, it's just like crazy. I feel like anytime I'm out with Paul, there's like one or two always.
Yeah.
I will say, I get so many proxy requests to like figure out what you guys are doing. Like, people that, like, you know, from like school or like East Coast people, just random people. Like,
really?
Yeah, they just be like, yo, bro, I just saw that new 9 for 9 episode. You gotta tell your boys, like, they're killing it, bro. I get that all. I tell Jason all the time, but yeah, dude, it's
that's
like
hilarious, bro.
Yeah, man, you guys have reached as far. It's
crazy. I mean, it's cool. It's just like, personally, if I was out and about, I would not want that
constantly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Can't you like imagine those actual celebrities, bro?
Oh no,
I could never, bro.
Yeah, of course, like, I'm even like, even truck after this episode, like, I gotta hide my face at the gym, like. No photos. Mid-set.
If you come on one more, you guys might get some photos, bro.
Sorry, I'm actually about to hit a PR, no photos.
Nah, bro, I wish we were that big, man. We still got a lot of way to go.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah. But they're about, you guys about to come on one more, right?
Sure, man.
That's
we never
crazy
know. We never know, right?
Let you tune in on camera.
You can't say no on camera.
Oh, you want me to... Well, I can say no on camera.
You're coming on once more, right?
Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah, man. Hey, everyone, go follow. All right, we out here music. And,
yeah.
We out here. Don't follow.
Don't follow him.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
He likes the DMs, low key, probably like a nice message.
Yeah.
Bro,
he'll
fill up his DMs. Yeah.
Just don't follow him though.
Yeah, man. Hey,
no,
shout out to
them. I privated my account, bro.
Huh?
I privated my account.
Oh, okay.
Just for this.
You can get too big, bro. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But nah, shout out to the boys for hopping on, man. This is it's an interesting time that we're in, and appreciate y'all for coming on despite all the hate.
For real?
For real, bro.
And like I said in the beginning of the episode, we got the 9 for 9 open mic auditions, all right? Don't forget about that. We're being serious.
Yep.
We're going to start it. The application should be live now. And we need two girls.
We need two girls,
and,
bro.
And we, most importantly, applications will be open for only a week. So we're just going to ask you a couple quick questions, like if you're based out here, age, and like if you go to school out here or whatnot.
Yeah. And maybe then, a couple questions to see their personality.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously we'll do the screen test here.
Yeah.
And yeah, just it's an interesting time for 9 for 9 right now.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the new chapter. I appreciate everyone for sticking with us for real. Like, we read all the comments.
Bro,
and,
yeah. Today's only been... today, we posted the video. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Yeah.
There's 350 comments on that.
Right, as of right now.
As of right now. Yeah, and that's like... And this is going to be a week later that we're posting this. So, yeah.
And I was looking through it, man. And it was like all love, bro. I appreciate all you guys for real.
Shit, bro. Yeah, no. Make sure to just stay tuned for the ride, bro. We're going to keep it pushing. We got a lot more of these like good ideas, I feel like. That'll be entertaining. Especially the open mic thing. I feel like that'll be super entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, just tap in, bro.
Yes, sir. Anything y'all want to say?
We out here.
We out here.
Bye. Say your last goodbye, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bye, guys.
Yes, sir, man. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We're still trying to get a 50K by the end of the year, man.
Yeah, please. Make sure to go subscribe, bro.
Yeah, please go and subscribe.
Subscribe down below. Hit that like button.
Yes, sir. And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.